5-1.
5-1, okay.
All right, you're good.
Thank you.
In touch with the office and good to go. Appreciate your patience this evening. You kids did great. You got school tomorrow?
It's snowing now.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's been snowing for like half hour.
Chris, Lee.
Wow. Have a good night. Last but not least.
We're still here. Wow. So they save the best for last.
Case number 22-033. Brian and Sunshine Reidinger are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in the existing single-family home located at 465 Fruit Farm Road, Hollister. The property is currently zoned A1. The single-family home has a 3 bedrooms and is served by a shared well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is 1.9 acres in size, is lot number 1, located in the Reidinger Acres subdivision. So with our variable staff recommendations, based on the 3-bedroom, maximum occupancy would be 8. With the occupancy of 8, we need 4 parking spaces, and then again, we would investigate the on-site septic system that it matches what the home is. So this is U.S. Highway 65, Fruit Farm Road, which is just north of the roundout and 86 Highway. You have to take the east outer road to get to Fruit Farm Road. See the parcel highlighted there? Your applicant that's here, I believe, lives here currently. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
that's their right. Current home. So.
And you're planning on staying there?
Yes.
And then I just did a pictometry from the north.
And then. So do you get, from that property, do you see Buffalo Ridge at all? Is there any kind of view that direction?
We're straight across from the airport. We can see the runway and the control tower. And you can't really see the golf course, but you can see the property.
Yeah.
But there's just some photos, and I took some pictures of Fruit Farm.
So my mother-in-law recently passed away, and those were our mother-in-law quarters. And so we've decided that this might be the next step. So that's final.
I don't drive there much, but Fruit Farm Road has like huge trees, like 2 inches off the road. It's the
very
craziest
narrow thing.
And
we tried for years to get right away.
Never happened.
Never happened.
Everybody out there like driving through the tunnel.
Well, we went to the pig trails recently and drove and looked at all the trees and thought how beautiful they were. And then we got toward our road, Fruit Farm Road. We were like, this is the prettiest place that we drove the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's this parcel that's in the application.
There is actually a 40-foot right-of-way surveyed on that road. But the road, I mean, the trees are...
Within
nobody's going to
in the right of way
commission at that time wouldn't. So
do you have any neighbors? Have you talked to any of your neighbors? They know what's up or
family is to the all of the land to the north and west of us to the highway is owned by family.
Okay.
And across the street is Archie Pinnell. He kind of talked to him about it, but I know they were all notified and he always comes over and talks, and he hasn't.
Okay.
And then Tony is to the east there, and I haven't talked to Tony.
So you guys have any... So currently it's zone...
It's
A1?
A1.
Okay.
And you live right next to it?
Yeah, we live in the house.
Okay.
Right, this one's about as straightforward as it gets outside of subdivision.
Scott, do we know of any other nightly rentals in Fruit Farm area?
Down at the end of the road, isn't there?
Down at the end, a whole complex of them, yes. That they have to travel all the way through and get all the way down to Wolf's Den. It's actually zoned NR. Way down in here, there's a bunch of NR that travels all the way down. But again, remember we changed that where each nightly rental is a standalone. Even if there was, you'd have to look at this one and see if it fit. And if it didn't, you're under no obligation to approve it. If somebody comes in two doors down from this one and it doesn't fit and doesn't work, if you happen to approve this one, you're by no obligation have to approve it. So we put that within that conditional use. We added that statement.
All right, any questions for the applicant? Or?
Yeah, you any kin to Roy Ridinger?
Yes, sir. I actually told my wife when I said your name, I remember you, Roy, with my dad. You built our house down there on Gretna Road. I remember you breaking your leg down there.
Didn't quite break it.
I was 5 years old.
Okay, yeah, Pert child.
That's my father.
Okay.
And Janice was my mother that we moved over there and built that house. And we put in that little place down there.
So your brother to Phil?
Yep, my brother's Phil.
Okay. We used to hot rod together.
Yep.
Motion to approve.
Second. We got a second.
Who was the second?
Well, we don't have one yet. Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 6-0.
Opposed.
All right.
Good luck.
Oh, opposed. Yeah. 5-1. Sorry.
Phil still driving Chevrolets?
Yep.
Motion to deny?
Actually, he does. He has a Duramax. Yeah. He just retired. He's
tell him I said hello.
Building an old Chevelle. Still doing that stuff. Yep, I will tell him.
I've still got a 64 Fairlane.
Oh, yeah.
So get with Presley and we'll go through that criteria, your tax number. And
I apologize to the
your posting and just a few things that she needs, and then we can get you that conditional use permit.
Okay. Yeah.
She works with that applicant. Okay. Yep.
Thank you. Appreciate your patience.
What was I doing when I got hurt? I don't even remember.
I remember the story. But on the upside of that house, there was a big wall, and they dug it out. It was 8 or 10 or 12 feet to the dirt, right? And walking 2 or 4 across there, I think it was like, not 2 or 4, probably 2 or 12 or whatever.
Yeah, scaffold plank went down. I do remember that. Yep.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Now I remember now. That's why my right knee's not good anymore.
Scott, do we have any old business or new business?
I do not. Next month you have a conditional use permit and then a few rezones that are corrections to the map again. But just one conditional use permit for ATV, camping on 1,400 acres, shooting range, pretty big project on JJ Highway.
So that hasn't been approved yet?
Nope. You guys are going to hear it. This is a whole new project from a group out of Texas.
Well, they're already accepting applications for
other shooting ranges. There's another shooting range on JJ.
There's going to be two on JJ?
Well, I mean, you guys are going to hear one next month. So, that's up to you guys.
Okay.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.